Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my pleasure, and my privilege, my pleasure, all three of those, to be here with you today. Let's get started with prayer today, okay? For such a time as this, Father, we know all things happen for a reason, and we know that your hand is in this world. I've asked you recently to give us ears that hear and eyes that see. Grant us a spirit of understanding and discernment. Make us a people who always seek truth and are eager to be your witnesses. I come to you once again. Daily I ask you for your protection over our president, Donald J. Trump. And may your angels be his steady and strong bodyguards against the evils of this world. I ask the same for Vice President Mike Pence, and also that you protect and keep their families safe. Your word told us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, Ephesians 6:12. This is more and more evident in our world today that drives the hearts of men. What drives the hearts of man? We are inherently evil, even in our very best, we are but filthy rags before you. But you have made us clean through your blood and your righteousness. May we always seek you. I ask, O God, that you bless today's show and my guest, Ken Klein. May our words today be revealing and with the truth, be eye-opening and encouraging. The victory is won in you. We know that. We claim that. May we always know and hold that truth very close. You do not leave us without instruction. You do not leave us without warnings. You do not leave us without hope. I do believe you have placed me here, as well as many of my guests and my listeners, for such a time as this. Your people, here and worldwide, need the assurance of your love and your truth. We praise you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, and we humbly bow before you in acknowledgement for who you are. For such a time as this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.